Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Negotiators for congressional Republicans and President Biden are resuming talks today over the debt ceiling. Republicans say they won't vote to increase the debt ceiling unless Biden agrees to massive government spending cuts. If Congress fails to do that, the federal government will enter a catastrophic moment and it won't be able to pay all its bills. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are reasonable and he thinks talks will work.
I still feel they're productive, the talks. I'm hopeful that they come back and they realize what the American public is telling them as well, that you cannot have the highest percentage of debt and spend the most amount of money while you're getting the most amount of revenue in. But you've got to change that behavior just like you would do in any household. And I'm hopeful as they come, if they come back today, that they realize that.
Democrats warn if the federal government cannot pay its bills, many Americans won't get the money they need. That includes Social Security recipients, members of the military, and veterans. The eye of a powerful typhoon is sliding just to the north of the U.S. territory Guam in the Pacific Ocean. Top sustained winds are at 140 miles per hour. Typhoon Mawar is not making a direct strike on Guam, but its damage is already being reported. It's been exactly 1 year since a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Uvalde County Commissioner Ronald Garza says his community is still grieving.
I don't know if we've gotten past May 24, past that sadness, right, that somberness, but we're inching.
Some families of the victims are holding a memorial vigil in the town park tonight. Others have chosen to be away from the town on the anniversary. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is widely expected to announce tonight that he is running for president. NPR's Kristen Wright reports his announcement is coming as additional civil rights groups put out national warnings against his state.
The Human Rights Campaign, one of the nation's largest LGBTQ advocacy groups, is now issuing a Florida travel advisory, highlighting what it calls risks posed by traveling or relocating to the state. HRC says the updated notice, in partnership with Equality Florida, is in response to what it calls Florida's most anti-LGBTQ legislative session in history. The NAACP recently issued its own Florida travel advisory, warning of open hostility toward African Americans and other people of color. In response, Senator Rick Scott of Florida has now issued what he describes as a travel advisory for socialists visiting his state. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 240 points. The Nasdaq is down 140 points. It's NPR. Russia says it has crushed a two-day attack in the region of Belgorod, not far from the border with Ukraine. Russian officials say that today they shot down a large number of drones there. Russia is blaming Ukraine for these attacks. Ukraine insists Russian dissidents are responsible. In Germany, police have raided the homes of a climate activist and others across seven states. It's part of an investigation into how they get financial support. Esme Nicholson reports, two suspects are also being investigated for allegedly attempting to sabotage an oil pipeline.
Prosecutors in Munich say they are investigating seven people suspected of financially supporting a criminal organization and two people suspected of sabotage. The probe centers around the climate protection group known as Last Generation. The group, whose members superglue themselves to roads and artworks, splits public opinion. Over the past month, Last Generation has brought traffic in the German capital to a standstill on an almost daily basis to pressure the government to make drastic changes to its climate policies. Earlier this week, Chancellor Olaf Scholz called the group's tactics idiotic. In response to the raids, Last Generation have asked when police will raid the offices of lawmakers in the pockets of fossil fuel lobbyists. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
Negotiators for the Teamsters Union and package delivery company UPS are deep in contract talks. The current contract expires July 31st. UPS says it delivers about a quarter of all parcel volume in the U.S. every day. Any disruption could affect the economy. This is NPR.